We continue our scripture reading this morning in Numbers chapter 33. We're going to read verses 1 to 37, working through the book of Numbers. You'll find it in your pew Bible on page 179. Now here we have the recounting of the stages in Israel's long journey from Egypt to the promised land. There's 40 of them in all, and we're told that Moses recorded them as they went. Now that alone is fascinating. Here we have this obscure ancient people, 3,500 years or so ago, and we have this information of stage by stage where they camped and then where they debarked and where they ended up until they arrived there. Now, where did we get this information? Well, verse 2 says that we got it from Moses. Moses wrote this down. We are reading a record written by Moses at the command of God. Not a bad summary of what inspiration teaches. Men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. How do we know it's true? It's inspired by the Holy Spirit, God using his servant. Now, you may be, as I'm reading these names, you may be thinking, what does this mean to me? Well, the answer is not what means to you. What matters is that it means something to God. And how wonderful it is that it means something to God, that God cares about each of these name places. And some of them we know about. Some of them were good. A lot of them were bad. What matters is that God cared about them. Isn't that wonderful? The same is true of our lives. We have obscure little lives. We have our little events. We go from here to here, there to there, and God cares about it. And our story is told in them. Now, the pattern here is that of arriving at a place at God's command, setting up camp, dwelling there until they're called by God to go to the next place. Then they break camp, and then they go. That's the life, the way our lives work, isn't it? Many of our young people began high school this month, and that's a new camping place for them. And they'll be there for a little while, and then God will call them to break camp, and they'll go to college. And some of them have gone to college in the last week, and they'll be there for actually a fairly short amount of time. And then they'll start the phase where they have a job and have to make a living and so on, and then our life moves that way. What matters, as the record of Israel shows, is not so much the context, not so much the circumstances, but that in each place where God has us, we trust him. We obey him. We live for him, and he will make provision for us. This is a wayward people. This is a foolish and weak people, but the Lord gets them there. And starting in Egypt, they make it all the way to the promised land. Now, you may say, why would God accept these people? The promised land is a type for heaven. This is a picture of our spiritual journey. Our spiritual journey is the same way. Well, how can this wayward people be people who God rewards? Well, we remember that the Lord Jesus went into the wilderness. And lo and behold, he was there for 40 days and 40 nights. It was a typological fulfillment. And where Israel failed, Jesus succeeded. Isn't that wonderful? The same is true for us. We live our journey. We trust the Lord. But our righteousness is secured by Jesus in the world. He secured that. And we trust in him. Now, let me highlight what may be the most important words in verse 3. On the day after the Passover. What is it that marks this particular people? It's that their journey began after they were saved from bondage by the blood of the Lamb. If you want the message of Numbers 33 to stand for you, if you want an analogous journey, one that leads you into heaven, where God leads you through this life, it must begin in the same way, by the blood of the Lamb. As you confess your sins, as you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you trust in him, our sermon's going to connect with this today. He then, you'll be his people through the blood of the Lamb, and then he will lead you into eternal life as you follow him. Well, let's have these things in mind as we give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Numbers 33. These are the stages of the people of Israel when they went out of the land of Egypt by their companies under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. Moses wrote down their starting places, stage by stage, by command of the Lord, and these are their stages according to their starting places. They set out from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the day after the Passover. The people of Israel went out triumphantly in the sight of all the Egyptians, while the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn, whom the Lord had struck down among them. On their gods also the Lord executed judgments. So the people of Israel set out from Ramses and camped at Succoth. Then they set out from Succoth and camped at Etham, which is on the edge of the wilderness. And they set out from Etham and turned back to Pi-Hahiroth, which is east of Baal-Zephon, and they camped before Migdol. And they set out from before Hahiroth and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness. And they went a 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham and camped at Merah. And they set out from Merah and came to Elim. At Elim there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they camped there. And they set out from Elim and camped by the Red Sea. And they set out from the Red Sea and camped in the wilderness of Sin. And they set out from the wilderness of Sin and camped at Dovcah. And they set out from Dovcah and camped at Alush. And they set out from Alush and camped at Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. And they set out from Rephidim and camped in the wilderness of Sinai. And they set out from the wilderness of Sinai and camped at Kibroth Hataava. And they set out from Kibroth Hataava and camped at Hazeroth. And they set out from Hazeroth and camped at Rithmah. And they set out from Rithmah and camped at Rimmon Perez. And they set out from Rimmon Perez and camped at Libna. And they set out from Libna and camped at Rissa. And they set out from Rissa and camped at Kehelathah. And they set out from Kehelathah and camped at Mount Shepher. And they set out from Mount Shepher and camped at Haradah. And they set out from Haradah and camped at Makaloth. And they set out from Makaloth and they camped at Tahath. And they set out from Tahath and camped at Terah. And they set out from Terah and camped at Mithkah. And they set out from Mithkah and camped at Hashmona. And they set out from Hashmona and camped at Moseroth. And they set out from Moseroth and camped at Bene-Jaakon. And they set out from Bene-Jaakon and camped at Hor Haggidgad. And they set out from Hor Haggidgad and camped at Jotbatha. And they set out from Jotbatha and camped at Abrona. And they set out from Abrona and camped at Ezion-Geber. And they set out from Ezion-Geber and camped in the wilderness of Zin, that is Kadesh. And they set out from Kadesh and camped at Mount Hor on the edge of the land of Edom. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.